the time of assessments changed from every 6 weeks to 12 weeks, right at the 24-week mark. And there was a fair number of patients who were censored out by the central committee, and the investigator assessed time to progression, if I remember correctly, was 18 versus 25 weeks, becoming 19 versus 36 when reviewed centrally. So I think we have to be a little careful about the magnitude of this stable disease, because patients who might have been on the way to progression are never counted as progressing because they were taken off before they literally hit the progression point, and they would have dragged down that curve sooner.
By the independent review group.
Right.
Because of the vagaries of resist, which is a...
Doesn't diminish the impact of the drug from my point of view. And actually, it's robustly significant if you just take the investigator-assessed time to progression. But it's not going to impress your patients as much to say 7 weeks or 8 weeks as it does to say doubling or 19 weeks or 18.
Yeah. Yeah, the encouraging thing that was done with that, a number of sensitivity analyses were done. We also took the worst-case scenario, whoever said there was progression first, and the hazard held continually right at 50% no matter how we did it. So the effect is substantial. But the actual number, because of that censoring phenomena, plus it did happen to be the jump in time when the assessments went from every 6 to every 12.
It's worth reminding everybody, because you were part of this. I know the Herceptin pivotal trial actually could have had the same problem, but they used central review of progression in real time, and you would send your scans in, and they would adjudicate progression, and you would keep the patient on or take them off in response to the real-time central review committee. So that's a way of avoiding that kind of interesting effect.
I think it's important to recognize that time to progression is a very fuzzy endpoint, and this is true in all trials, and especially when the curves look the way they do, where there's sort of a plateau right at that 50% number of when half the patients have progressed. So we have to keep that in mind for all studies.
Craig?
Well, I just made a comment, that's enough to kill an NDA. I mean, this is what Rick Pazdur is talking about all the time. It's unfortunate, because time to progression, I think, is such an important endpoint at this point for a lot of our drugs going forward. I agree with the points that Debu made, but the problem here is in the execution. And the execution for that endpoint has to be letter perfect.